Good morning, I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. On the way a little later, Kat Amaro will be in the studio to talk about the birdhouse and the new concept of the migratory classroom. And in about 15 minutes, A.G. Laffley, former chairman and CEO of Procter & Gamble, discusses his new book, Playing to Win, How Strategy Really Works. First, here's Jay Hanselman with a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Ground was broken Thursday for a $100 million development project on a piece of ground in downtown Cincinnati that has sat vacant for nearly 30 years. Dunnhumby USA will build a four-story headquarters on the site at 5th and Ray Streets. Also included in the project will be a 1,000-space parking garage and 35,000 square feet of commercial space. The company plans to eventually have 1,200 employees working at the new building. The ongoing dispute between Cincinnati and the Southwest Ohio Regional Transit Authority about the use of the city's transit fund is still dragging on. Vice Mayor Roxanne Qualls spoke during a special Budget and Finance Committee meeting this week.
Members of the committee may remember that we passed a one-month budget for SORTA a number of weeks ago. This is another one-month budget for the period of February.
The city argues the fund can be used for any transit purpose, but the SORTA board says it's only for paying for Metro bus operations and has filed a lawsuit against the city. That board also included a phrase the city opposes in an agreement necessary to spend federal grant money on streetcar construction. Qualls seemed to indicate this may be the last monthly budget, as a solution to the issue could be coming soon. Councilmember P.G. Sittenfeld voted against the item.
I don't like this sort of lurching month to month. It doesn't seem like it reflects good governance, so I appreciate your response very much, and I do hope it's the last time that we need to sort of keep SORTA on a 30-day leash.
The full council approved the one-month SORTA budget Wednesday. The Ohio legislature has given its blessing to allow the governor to move the State of the State speech out of the Capitol for a second year in a row. The House approved the move with an 80-16 vote this week, and the Senate later passed it 24-9. Republican Governor John Kasich sought to give this year's address in Lima, a rebounding Rust Belt city in northwest Ohio. The speech would take place the evening of February 19th at Veterans Memorial Civic Center. Opponents of the relocation said it skirts a long-standing tradition of statehouse addresses. Last year, Kasich became the first governor in modern memory to take the big policy speech outside the Ohio Capitol in Columbus. He chose the blue-collar Ohio River city of Steubenville. A new report by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy shows a big gap between Kentucky's income levels on who pays taxes. The report says Kentucky's top 1% income bracket pays roughly 5% of the state's income, while the bottom 20% pays 9%. Middle income levels are saddled with a higher percent, according to the report. The director of the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, Jason Bailey, says the numbers show tax reform needs to happen quickly in Kentucky to better balance the burdens.
It is one of the issues that needs to be addressed, needs to be central to the principles that any tax reform package moves forward with. And the quicker we move on that, the quicker we'll be able to address some of these problems.
Kentucky lawmakers are likely to put off taking up recommendations by the state's latest tax reform commission until a special session later this year. A new poll shows a majority of Kentuckians support expanded gambling. In the Courier-Journal Bluegrass poll, 60% of those polled said they support expansion. For the first time, a majority of eastern Kentucky residents support gambling. The support is for a so-called clean gambling bill, which would not include any protections for horse racing tracks. That's the approach Governor Steve Beshear is planning for his next gambling push. But opponents of gambling say any potential bill will fail because supporters can't choose a single strategy. Also, only one track, Churchill Downs, has endorsed Beshear's plan. Influenza isn't the only virus hitting Ohio hard this winter. There's also an intestinal flu bug called the norovirus. Ohio officials measure seriousness of the problem by counting the outbreaks. An outbreak is defined as two or more people who probably caught the virus from the same source. Tess Pollack of the Ohio Department of Health says so far the norovirus in Ohio seems to be just a little worse this winter compared to last.
From October through January of last season, there were 24 outbreaks throughout the state. This season, we've seen 31 outbreaks throughout the state. What's going to be really telling is the next month. Last year, there were 24 outbreaks in February alone. So whether or not that will hold true again this year, we'll just have to wait and see.
The most common symptoms of the norovirus are fever, chills, diarrhea, and vomiting. They may last anywhere from 1 to 3 days. Health experts advise people who get the intestinal flu to keep washing their hands because even 3 days after the symptoms go away, it can still spread. Celebrity chef Bobby Flay is going to open his first Ohio restaurant inside Horseshoe, Cincinnati when the casino opens March 4th. This will be the 14th Bobby's Burger Place. The 3,500-square-foot restaurant will be located adjacent to the gaming floor with seating for about 90 people. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.